Yeah, all their specialized radios that they've come out with since has been, you know, I'd say top shelf. But that initial radio that everybody buys that says, oh yeah, I'm a ham operator, I got a UD5R, they're all junk. They belong at the bottom of the ocean, I swear. But a lot of guys get their feet wet and they think it is the best thing since sliced bread because they never compared it with a real radio. And the real is in capital letters, HI, WINX.
At ATBF. I started with an FT60 and never really looked back. I kept going up from there. I have never been fond of Chinese radios. I got a handful of them. Like the Quansheng, and then I do have a DM32, which is what turned me on to spending more money and getting a Motorola. I don't know why that was the gateway drug, but I was playing DMR on that radio. I'm like, if this is how good this $50 radio is, I can't imagine what a Moto's like. But you're right. That Bovang DMR stuff's pretty damn good.